Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Welcome back in. It's the captain, Vershawn Jackson, out today. Nick Sainert with you. DP now joins me as Rico has stepped out.
Sir.
Hello, DP.
Sir.
How's it hanging?
Wow, I can't even answer that. Any answer is inappropriate, and quite frankly,
I don't want to know.
I should be more mature than that. But I am, in fact, a grown man, baby. So
that's right.
As the saying goes, I'm so childish that I'd still laugh at fart jokes.
Love it.
So
love it.
That's how we get down.
As always, 402-464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline, the Starter Hammond text line, both those open for you guys the rest of the way here. Lots to get to. Good baseball discussion over Nebraska and after getting swept by Rutgers over the weekend. Good stuff there. They bounce back and they have to play Creighton, in-state rival Creighton, on Tuesday evening. Tuesday's an exciting day in Husker athletics. And if you have not heard, a big reason why is because there's a very successful softball team playing right next door to Hawks Field. Husker softball, 28-9 overall, 8-0 in the conference, winners of 13 in a row. 13.
How can that be true?
It's a pretty tough softball conference. Like the softball conference of the Big Ten, or the Big Ten softball talent, I should say, is not Big Ten baseball. It's strong. Northwestern's a top 25 team. Michigan's a top 25 team, which I will say, Nebraska softball took two on the road against Michigan. And that's why a big reason they're 8-0 in the conference.
Michigan State? Was that Michigan or Michigan State?
So they started out with two wins on the road against Michigan, and then they just swept Michigan State.
Good arms on the Spartans. Real good arms on the Spartans. Big long left-hander, and then kind of a quick short-stroke right-hander that they brought in.
Yeah, it was a good series. Like, I caught myself, DP, watching softball over baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ashamed to admit that. And it's not just because they're winning, but it's because they do a lot of things really well,
Bunting, it's fun to watch. Bunt defense, hit and run, relays. Relays are vital in a game of softball. Pitching is masterful, and it can be dominant, but there are ways to even frustrate great pitchers. I've always been, and even as a college baseball player.
Yeah.
I used to get in trouble, especially when I was in Utah, because I would talk about softball. Like the women's softball World Series was much higher, better television than the men's college World Series. And it's the thing that the more you show it, the more access you give to it, the more the fan base grows.
Mm-hmm.
To be able, first of all, for anybody that's ever hit fast pitch softball, you understand.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, right. You understand how different and difficult that is.
Yeah.
I would easily say it's much easier for me to hit 94 than it is for me to hit 70 in softball.
Completely different arm angle.
Right, different arm angle. Different slot. Different back control.
Yep.
Required different stride, different stroke, right? Although, I would be curious, do you think slap hitters would work in baseball?
I don't know. I don't think so. I do not think so.
Right? You don't think that you could walk, kind of have that walking start in baseball and make that work?
For some reason, and I don't have any science to back this up, for some reason I feel like it might be tougher to get to slap hit in baseball with the ball going down with the angle.
But a rise, there is no rise ball in baseball. There's no riser in baseball. Not a true riser like there is in softball. Change of pace in softball, two different angles, two different levels, more pitches in baseball, right? Mm-hmm. You can throw more pitches. But also now women are starting to evolve.
Yeah.
They're throwing harder and they're putting more late spin on the ball. So, yeah, thanks. I'll take my three pitches and walk away.
Yeah, this softball team, a lot of fun to watch. I highly recommend. They have a doubleheader against Iowa, so it's kind of like a rivalry Tuesday. Big games on Tuesday for both squads. Nebraska softball, I believe, plays at 4:30, and then the second one will just start after that one.
Same time as the baseball.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, which, Nick, you can't be. You cannot be the same place at in two places at
you're
the same
right.
time. So
here's what's I think I'm going to have happen. I think what I'm going to do. I'm going to start out softball. I'll get out of here about 4:15. Head over to softball.
Uh-huh.
Watch that first the entirety of the first game.
Uh-huh.
Walk over to baseball.
Uh-huh.
Watch it.
Uh-huh.
And depending on how that one is going, make my way back to softball.
I'm betting that there is some back and forth, even in the games. That because softball will end before baseball.
Yep.
But I kind of want to watch the beginning of baseball just mm-hmm. to think I have some idea. And then based on the way it's going, you can go get innings 4 through 5 through 7 and then come back to baseball and get through like 6 through 9 is probably the pacing.
Well, it's just awesome because like we've talked to Nate Rohr, the play-by-play voice for Husker softball and kind of asked him about why Rhonda Revelle's having so much success with her squad this year. And like Billy Andrews, who at one time was leading the country in home runs, why deciding to have her bat lead off and Rhonda Revelle's kind of thought process behind that whole thing was super interesting. I know they've had head coach Rhonda Revelle on the afternoon shows and things like that. So that's been super interesting to learn it. And like you said, just give access because we saw it like against Rutgers, the Nebraska softball's home series 2 weekends ago, it would have been now. And fans came out on Saturday and Sunday. Friday was a little less, but it was also a 5 PM pitch, first pitch from the circle. And so, like, you had that kind of to mix in with it. But now, then Saturday, it was that Bark at the Park, and it was full. Like, it was a really good turnout. And so I hope that with a Tuesday night or Tuesday afternoon game at 4 p.m., hopefully fans start to trickle in. It's supposed to be super nice. Nicest day of the week. There might be some severe weather later that night. So hopefully that kind of stays away.
85 degrees.
Yeah. Tomorrow. You're right.
85 degrees.
Yeah.
There will be shorts.
Why not? I wore shorts at like a 47 degree baseball game a couple weeks ago.
But the baseball game's late. That cold.
That's true.
That cold.
It feels different.
Yeah, that cold's a little different.
Sun's not out.
Yeah, that cold is a little different. I think I like the idea, and as a coach, I always liked having power at the top of the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a bopper that could run, I'd put him. I put him in the one spot because.
Yeah.
You have 27 outs, and I want somebody at the top of this thing that if we get through again, I don't want to have to wait until my third hitter to have the best opportunity to score runs.
Exactly.
Right? It goes against it. It goes against the nature of the sport, and I never understood it, that if a pitcher who has to get loose and get warmed up lays a fastball and I got somebody that can punish them for it and get on the board and get ahead – it makes everything else easier.
Exactly.
Like, why would I burn 20, you know, two at-bats and then get to a third one just to hope and then hope that
the first two got on.
Yeah. Like, you got to – so, yeah, I like the idea of having a leadoff hitter. I mean, Brady Anderson, Ricky Henderson, those guys in baseball, those things matter. And in softball, they're starting to move those power hitters around up and down the lineup. So, one, to get them on base, because if you're going to pitch around them, you're going to put people under duress.
Well, that was exactly right? the thing. That was exactly the thought in under Revelle's mind, was you have to make a decision on the first batter of the game that, all right, do you want to start the game with a runner on base if you intentionally walk or pitch around her, or you're going to face our best hitter?
But I also want them to – see, people miss that pitchers have X number of quality pitches in their arsenal each game. Right?
Yeah.
And when you use them is important. And if you have to burn seven pitches around the first hitter, that makes the second hitter better. It makes the third hitter better.
Yeah.
And so on. By the time we get the fourth batter, you're in the 20 pitch range. Mm-hmm. And those quality of pitches will now show up. And if they miss, boom, you get to work. I don't want them to be be casual about how they pitch my lineup.
Yeah.
I want them to, as they're warming up, I want them worried about, if I make a mistake, it's going to be 1-0.
Well, I was just saying that last hour about Husker baseball. If you're able to put in a productive at-bat, a productive at-bat doesn't always end in a single or a base hit. A productive at-bat.
Seeing pitchers
and allowing the guys in the dugout to see pitches, allowing more information to be put down on charts on what a pitcher likes to do in certain situations. What are his tendencies? What are his routines? What does he like to throw in certain
counts?
There's
only two innings in, as a pitcher is concerned. Mm-hmm. There's only two innings that matter. Right? Because you've got that whole bullpen session. You've got the walk out. You've got 24, 48 hours of mental stress, emotional stress over carrying what I'm going to do. What's my plan of attack? How am I going to approach this thing? Who am I throwing to?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
And then you've got to go through after that walk and the warm-up. It's a warm-up again on a different mound, different crowd. Right now you've got people behind you. You've got fans behind home plate. You've got the distraction. You've got the on-deck, the hitter and the on-deck hitter are staring at you, and you know you're aware, so you're trying not to tip anything or give any hints. And then that first inning of just the heart racing, the heart pumping, and you go through. And if you can get – I always said that if I got 18 pitches against a pitcher in the first game, I was going to get their bullpen and I was good.
Exactly.
Right? So if I can manipulate that and do that, and then the final inning, which is that quality of pitches bucket is empty, right? And you're trying to find one more quality pitch to get you out of an inning or out of a game. And if you fail – you're under duress, and it's problematic. Runs score in the final 8 pitches of a pitcher's outing. Mm-hmm.
That's a really interesting way to look at it.
Right? Like to go through and say, listen, I need to get you either in the first one or I need to get you in the last one. I need to get you because in the first one, you don't know what your quality pitches are.
Right? You don't know what you're going to have that day.
You don't know what you throw in the bullpen. It's not what shows up in the mound.
It doesn't always transfer
like Nebraska, over. Nebraska pitch, the Nebraska rotation is showing us this in great detail.
Yeah.
That what you throw down the left field corner doesn't always come with you to the mound. And that's a problem. That especially when you're talking about pitchers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's a good
right?
point.
Your one probably has been through and has figured out, okay, if I throw 92, if I come out of the bullpen at 90, I'll be able to throw them for strikes because I've worked on that.
Yeah.
But the young guys don't know that yet. They're so busy trying to throw. Look, I need to throw 95 so that it shows up on – no, I need you to come out and throw 90 to throw strikes.
Is that why midweek games are so important?
Yeah, because it
gives the younger guys an opportunity to see how things transfer over and how to handle yourself.
You've got to learn how to go from the difference of throwing in the bullpen down the left field line, which just you, a coach, and a catcher. There are no batters sitting. I don't know why more coaches don't put batters in the box in the bullpen to make pitchers get used to doing that. But I always did that. My thing was, as a matter of fact, a lot of times it was me.
Yeah, we did that in high school, too.
Like, I would stand in just to give him some perspective and tell him, hey, late movement here. Move your target 2 inches on the outside because that thing's going to fade away. Here's what I see. Because if I don't have eyes on, and usually it's a pitching coach, but the pitching coach wants to see from his arsenal what's working before he takes the field, right? Because you can't just start calling pitches from the bullpen not knowing what his bullpen session was like.
Well, that's the thing, communication between the bullpen catcher and the starting catcher. What's he got today?
Yep.
What's he comfortable with today?
Well, and that's a lot of why starting catchers are always in the bullpen, right? You have your bullpen catcher take infield.
Yeah, the in and out,
right? Like, and to have your starting catcher in the bullpen so he knows, look, this is working, I can trust this. And then he has to see in the pitches in his warm-up whether those things carry. That's what those eight pitchers are for. The catcher needs to see whether it moved. It also in between innings, and I think this is a thing that has to happen with young pitchers. These catchers think veteran pitchers because that's what they worked with a year ago. But these new pitchers, you don't know what they're going to have from inning to inning. As a matter of fact, you don't know what they're going to have from batter to batter. Like, that's been the thing. And then knowing what number you can throw at that is still difficult to hit. Because you have a guy who throws
90. As in
90,
pitch count?
Right. Pitch
or
speed,
velocity. Okay.
That you come out, if you throw 94 normally, you're not going to come out of the bullpen throw 94 unless you're Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Like those guys. Middle of the roster guys in Division I baseball are probably around 90 when they're loaded. So what speed can you locate the ball where you need to when you need to?
I think that's such a big part with just, with young players nowadays is because, I mean, I've seen it. Like, guys try to just throw their hardest, pump it by people. At the end of the day, like, guys like Greg, I know Greg Maddux is on one end of the spectrum, but he made his career by throwing strikes, pitching or locating the pitch, like, pitching to contact, your defense to work.
His bullpen sessions were the same as his mound sessions.
Yeah.
Like, just wrap your brain around that. Folks wouldn't have recruited Greg Maddux.
Yeah.
If he was in today's game. Because he doesn't spark the radar. He doesn't do anything. Like, it's not brilliant. Until he got in a ball game in the middle of a week and just threw the ball around bats for inning after inning after inning. Right? Today's game is built on pitching academies where velocity is king. And they're not teaching location. They're not thinking about the mentality of, okay, what's the location? First pitch, I had a rule. Down and away, outside corner.
Yep.
You could not get out of your bullpen session until you could hit the lower corner, outside box, five times in a row at whatever speed. And whatever that speed is the speed that you entered the game with. Mm-hmm. Because that's going to tell you. Now, once you get on the mound and you can pop that 87 five times for a strike on the outside corner, I need you to hit the inside corner at the same speed and velocity. Up and away. I need that same velocity. Mm-hmm. And then late movement. I need to understand, right? It's that thing. And young pitchers now don't always have that awareness. They don't have, okay, what, down the middle? Are we going down the middle? Can you do that in the Big Ten first pitch? No, you can't. It's got to be at a corner. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, what I would tell folks is, you know what? I don't even need you on the corner. I need you just off the corner, first pitch strike. Let's see if we can get him to do something stupid.
Well, that's like the whole thing is make the batter make a decision. Make the batter mess up. And with that, like, that's why it's also so important to start on top. Because if you get down 1-0, 2-0, well, crap, you can't throw your fastball for a strike on the corner. So why are we – I mean, you're going to throw a fastball right down the middle because you just are begging for a strike. You have to get a strike. And that's why hitters are always told, look fastball 3-1, look fastball 1-0. Like, always hit the 1-0 fastball. Like, if you watch high-level baseball, and by that, like SEC baseball, I suppose, would be at the college game, the highest level. If you watch like College World Series or anything like that, if they get to a 1-0 count or a 2-0 count, they are winding up for that fastball down the middle. And a lot of times they'll let the off-speed go by because they're gearing up for that fastball because that's, I mean, when pitchers are under duress and in uncomfortable situations, they go to what they think would work.
Yeah, it depends on the player that we're talking about, the pitcher that we're talking about.
Obviously, they're special talents.
Right, right. Yes. Well, what I would like, leadoff hitters tend to work from a certain space. Mm-hmm. Their job is to, in fact, engage pitches, pitch count. So you know what? I'm going to go on the in the strike zone on the corner, first pitch, one down and away. Like, and that's literally every at bat for the entire game until you beat me down and away on the corner.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay there. Then, for the sake of this thing, you know what? You didn't offer that one. I'm going to go back there because there was some discomfort that you had with it, right? Yeah. I'm going to go back there. If you try to pull it, you're going to just roll into a ground ball. If you do something dangerous, you're going to go opposite field. How many leadoff hitters in America are going to go opposite with power and hurt you, right? Then,
well, because everybody like today's game is all about pull.
Then. I've got you two strikes on fastballs down and away. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go off the zone a little bit with a breaking ball. A little breaking ball. Off the zone a little bit, make you chase. If you roll it over, you're going to hit a slow, softer.
Exactly.
And we've seen Nebraska do it offensively all season long. Now, two hitter slapping. This is punching Judy. So we understand that literally. Now, if he's a left-hander, you know what I want him to do? I want him down in on the same spot in the corner because he's going to have to pull to my defense. Exactly. That's what we're going to do. Second pitch. If he takes it, we're up 0-1, we're good.
Yeah.
If he takes it, guess what? I'm going back. Same space, get a strike. Right? Because he just told you, I'm okay there. I'm okay there. Once I get a strike on you, if I really feel comfortable in a pitcher and what he's doing, I'm going to go up and away. Because if he's punching Judy opposite way, he's going to hit a fly ball to right field or he's going to knock it foul. If I get that second strike on him, then guess what? He hasn't seen the breaking ball, any of the breaking balls. Yeah. He hasn't seen any of the off-speed pitches. So he's got to do something different. Now, if he's a good two-hitter, I'm going to show him something different. If he's a basic two-hitter, I'm going to go right back to that inside corner and punch it. Like, I'm going to – there's work to be done.
And you find out that there are a lot of basic two hitters out there. like, let's be real. And so, like, we're talking like pitcher versus batter, and we'll get to break here in a moment. But like, we haven't even started discussing pitcher versus umpire.
Oh, gotta know.
Like at the end of the day, if you can go out there in the first inning, and once again starting on top throughout the entire inning, where it's punching or pinpointing that outside corner, then you're talking second inning. As a catcher slash pitcher, work a little more out.
Expand.
And then, bam, by the sixth inning, you're getting a strike called almost two baseballs worth outside of the actual strike zone. And that batter's standing up there like, what am I supposed to do? The strike zone's enormous. But it all starts in that first inning, starting on top, locating pitches. Like, that's a really good point. Like, Greg Maddux wouldn't have been recruited today, but we're always talking about Kumar Rocker because he elevates a fastball so high outside of the zone, but he pumps 98. And that's why everybody's talking about it. So that's a really good point. All right, let's go ahead and get to break here on the Captain DP. Appreciate you for hanging out with me. We'll be right back. We'll talk Husker football or whatever comes up. 402-464-5685. We'll be right back on the ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year. For $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.